Hello and welcome to this chemo collaboration talk here at FOSDEM. This talk will have about 6 minutes more or less of presentation slides, and then it will have a demo of chemo collaboration. So some things about me: I'm a software engineer, I'm not a scientist or data manager. We'll be talking about scientists and data managers a bit later on. I do applications on Python and Django currently, before in other technologies. This application, Schema Collaboration, is a web application developed in Django. And for many years I've been writing software that is used by scientists, researchers, data managers, and all this type of community. I'm also, or at the moment, I'm a part-time software engineer at the Swiss Paul Institute, and it's in during this contract that I've missed having something like schema collaboration. And, well, here it is. Also, I'm a serial FOSDEM attender for many years. So what is Frictionless Data? Frictionless Data is a project from the Open Knowledge Foundation, and it has a set of JSON schemas that help documenting data. And when I say data here, I mean either data packages, so a set of files. It can say the size of the files, hashes, titles, descriptions of these files, author, license, keywords. And it also helps describing the contents of CSV files, which columns contain the CSV file, which kind of format, date, time is, or other information. Also, it helps, it has a set of tools to help describing, validating, and working with data. So, for example, we have here datapackage.json. This is what schema collaboration helps creating. And here we can see that it has a profile, it's a data package, it has a list of resources, each one is a file, or it can be a local file, it can be a remote file, it's in the path line. And then they have a name, they have a title, description, format, and in this case, this example has a tabular data resource profile, because it's a CSV file that we'll see soon. And, as I said, a list of files here. The CSV file, we know more or less what they look like, but it has column names, date, time, UTC, latitude, longitude, and it has data for each of these files. This is a simplified version of the file that I'm linking below. Here, there's a table schema.json. In this table schema, there's the list of files, fields. And for example, if we get the date time column name, this is represented in the name property here. Or we can get the date time format, and we can specify the format that comes here. Same for latitude, has a name, or the units will be degree north. I've also specified here the maximum and minimum numbers of latitude. All of these can be validated, so we have tools that if a row has a latitude that is bigger than 90 or minimum than minus 90, Frictionless Data tools would say that this is a not valid file or not valid schema. So to create frictionless files, we can read them by hand. It's JSON files. Or we could use Frictionless Py. We pass a file and it creates the schema of this file, for this file. Or we can use a data package creator web interface. That is another way of working with data packages and looks like this. The data package creator is used by schema collaboration. We'll see this in a bit. So, the before and after, or without and with. On the left, we can see the data manager is sending emails to the scientists asking to describe certain fields and the data package in general. They collaborate with each other, and the data manager would create the JSON files, maybe with the data package creator by hand or by some tools. A data manager might be working with many scientists at the same time, so I have two here, but maybe it will be 15 or 20, and there are many data packages being documented at the same time. With the schema collaboration, all the interaction would happen on the schema collaboration software, so it's easier to keep tabs on what's happening, who is waiting for who, and the scientist have a better, an easier way to input data and see what's missing and the results of everything more in real time. You can export in JSON, frictionless JSON, or you could export and can export as Markdown and PDF as well. So next, let's see the technologies very quickly. It's done in Python and Django. It can work with SQLite or MariaDB as a databases and can be deployed using Docker or other ways that Django applications are usually deployed with. Here we'll see a demo in the next step. So now let's move to the demo time. I'll be using this URL. You can go there as well. That's a public open instance, so anyone can test the system. You can do different things here, but let's start pretending that we are the data manager, and so we go to the management area. And the username is Alice, the data manager, and the password is frictionless. I talk often about the data manager. This can be anyone who wants to set up the collaboration initial process. It doesn't need to be any data manager. So here we see a list of data packages that are being worked on. But for this demo, what I'm going to do is that I'll create a new data package. And it opens straight away the data package creator. But this one has these extra buttons, save to server, load from server, and exit package creator that the standard data package creator doesn't have. For example, what I'm going to do is that I'll create a package that will be, the name will be custom talks, the title custom talks as well, and for example is a tabular data package, and I'll say that list of talks in custom with attendance, and the homepage, for example, I'll just first one, this is optional, I'll choose a license, CC by 0, it fills this, and I could add keywords here. I'll add a resource, and here I can say that this is a tabular data resource. I can say that the encoding is UDF-8, for example, and it's a CSV, and this is the custom talks file, for example, or for some talks. I am not a professional data manager, as you can see, but I can add fields here. This is the field name, so what's in the CSV, and I'll say talk or get talk name, or even better, please enter. The title, please enter of the talk, and the description, the person that presented first edition. The data type is a string here, and no default format, but we can choose, or we could choose other things. And I'll add only another one, or two actually, the start time, and I'll have start time here, the description time, the talk starts, the data type the data manager, which is my role at this moment, knows it's a date time, and the format, I leave it as default now. And people or number people attended, and I leave this blank. I'll only know this number, but let's say that I don't know what is this field exactly. When I finish, I can do a save to server. It is saved. I can exit the package creator, and now we have here a new dataset. In what I'm going to do now in the options is that I'll manage this data package. And for example, in edit manage, I'll say that Bob the scientist is going to help, and these two, Alice and Bob, are the collaborators. And here in this view, I can go to the preview of a collaborator view, or I can copy the link. I'll copy the link now. We'll see what's this in a moment. And I could download this in the frictionless schema, in Markdown, or in PDF. So now I'll open a private window, and I'll paste this link. Now I'm the scientist. In this place, I can add a comment. For example, I can say, Bob, please add the description of all the columns. And I add a comment here. So comment saved. Now I go to the copy link, and I'll go into a new tab. This could be a different browser. It doesn't need to be locked in, I mean. The URL has the UUID, so that's how we know that the, who has a UUID can access this. So now I'm Bob here, and for this detail, for this package, it says, okay, there's a comment here, description of all the columns. Okay, I'll press edit, and I see that I need to add this description, and I'll say that this is the number. Number of people that started listening to the talk. And the title, it can be listeners or something. Plus is a number, but actually it's an integer. Numbers in frictionless are floats, so it's, we don't have half people. So I'll save to server, and then I'll exit the data package creator and say, hi Alice, done, thank you very much. So I add a comment here, done, and Alice can go to the data packages and see that, oh, there have been some change here. So I'll edit the data package. Oh, fantastic, Bob did what needed to do. So I'll exit this, and I'll go to manage data package, and I'll say that this data package is completed. I'll save this, and actually, if I want, I can download the PDF from here. I'll open this PDF using Firefox. And we would have a bit of, well, I didn't add contributors keywords version, but we can see that we have the Fosten Talks that has this resource with this information, has these fields, for example. And that's the very quick demo that I had for today. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them next. See you.